Welcome to the Sportscast, September 12th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can listen, leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And of course, you can listen to us on online radio. Visit our website, thesportscast.net. And download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. What a day yesterday in the NFL. A lot of surprises. I am happy, and another person's happy as well. Joe Toscano from Pennsylvania. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
I am so happy football is back. Oh, my goodness. There's not four seasons. There's not winter, spring, summer, fall. There's football and non-football season. We are officially in football season. Nothing's getting done. Sorry, honey. The projects you had me doing in the backyard, that's not getting done. We're in football season. We're just talking about football, baby.
That's it. Yeah, September, once that comes around. And both our teams won. My team, the Miami Dolphins, yes, won, and your Pittsburgh Steelers won. What were your overall thoughts on that before we head into the rundown?
The Steelers won, and that was one of the craziest games I've ever seen in my life. They should have lost. It was insane. My lifespan has subtracted by 10 years. I will now live 10 years less because of that game yesterday.
There you have it. All right. Are you ready to recap week one of the NFL?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so as Joe was saying, Steelers, Chris Boswell drilled a 53-yard attempt on his final play of overtime to lift Pittsburgh past 23-20 win in Cincinnati, the AFC champions. What were your thoughts?
Unbelievable game. It was the Steelers' defense just dominated. Five turnovers they made horrible. They made him throw interceptions. They fumbled. It was just a complete dominant performance by the Steelers defense. But because the Steelers offense was so bad, it kept the Bengals in the game. Joe Burrow is good, and he led them to a comeback. And they should have won because they were down 20-14. They score a touchdown. All they needed to do was kick an extra point, and it got blocked. So it went to overtime. Lots of wackiness in overtime. The Steelers kicker kicked a ball that doinked off the best doink I've ever heard in my life. But then he came back to win the game. Unbelievable game, but it was at a cost. They probably lost TJ Watt for the season.
Yes. What's the latest on that?
So far, all we've heard is just speculation that it might be a torn pec and he's out for the season. And there's just hope that it's just a partially torn and he'll be out for, you know, a month or two.
Unbelievable. Also, McPherson, the Bengals kicker, was also having issues that day as well.
Yeah, he's usually automatic, and it wasn't really his fault. It's the long snapper for That's the Bengals right. got hurt, and when you lose a long snapper, that kind of sabotages the entire field goal unit.
Unbelievable! By one variable, could definitely change the game.
Yeah,
Miami beat New England 22-7. Tua is 4-0 against the Belichick and the Patriots. Miami dominated. The Mike McDaniel era has begun. Your thoughts over this win for Miami?
So many questions were going into this. How is a new coach going to do? Usually new coaches, the conventional wisdom is new coaches don't do well in their first game. And I think almost every single new coach will like, Mike McDaniel going to do? How's Mike McDaniel going to do against the legend Bill Belichick? Well, the Dolphins took care of them. I think, yeah, the Dolphins look good, but I think the Patriots are just bad. I think they're in for a really bad year. They're just a mess all around.
Which Mac Jones hurt his back. He might be out for a few weeks. Maybe not. I don't know.
Possibly New England plays Pittsburgh next in Pittsburgh, so I'm kind of hoping that he stays home.
You're feeling more confident now for go 2-0. Tua had 270 yards for the Dolphins, Mac Jones had 213 yards. Waddle had a nice touchdown in that game. And, of course, we had saw Edmonds with 25 yards. Not much going on there. But Hill, Tyreek Hill only had 94 yards. Do you think the Hill and Tua connection is going to work out?
Well, it's going to be different than the Hill and Mahomes connection. Mahomes was just, you know, flinging it down the field with these deep passes, and Tyreek was bringing them down. And now with Tua, it's going to be more short passes where Tyreek's going to have to, you know, use more yards after the catch. And that's fine. He can still do that, too. I think ultimately it's going to work. But also, one thing we have to remember about all of these games, it's just week one. True. Week, especially now with only three preseason games and the way that they barely play their players, their starters in preseasons, this week, NFL week one is basically season week number four. So, you know, any, you know, there's going to be all kinds of overreaction after this, after these games. And it really doesn't matter because they're so rusty. Just a lot of sloppy play out there because they just haven't played together that much.
So what week do you start considering? Okay, now we know what we see.
A month into the season. So like week four.
Okay, fair enough. And you're right. The preseason, a lot of these starters hardly played.
It's just a practice for all the third and fourth stringers, and like in the Steeler game, the Bengals offensive line did not play together one snap during the entire preseason in any preseason game. How are you expect them to go on fire on all cylinders? No wonder the Steelers had all those sacks and all those turnovers.
Aaron Bernstein commented, "How about them Cowboys?" We'll get to the Cowboys very soon. Philadelphia struggled maybe against Detroit, 30-35. Jalen Hurts, of course, helped the Eagles hold off a furious fourth quarter rally by the Lions. Of course, they do have Goff. Wow. Hey, but the Eagles could be the best team in the NFC East right now.
That's not saying much. Early on, I think the Eagles took a big lead, and everybody said, "Oh, same old Lions. Here we go. You fell for the hard knocks hype." But the Detroit came back. I mean, if Goff can be okay, they have some weapons there. DeAndre Swift and I'm gonna mess up his name. Amon St. Brown or something like that.
Yeah.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Good for fantasy.
He is real good for fantasy. You know, they might have some weapons there. So Detroit actually might have a team. I mean, there was so much hype on the Eagles, with who they already. Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown are clicking, and that is beautiful. And Jalen Hurts doing it on his running around too. So yeah, both actually promising for both teams. Both teams look good. But Eagles survived.
243 yards for Jalen Hurts. Sanders had 96 yards. Hurts, like you were saying, running around 90 yards rushing, unbelievable. AJ Brown, 155 yards, pretty good. Go-Dirt, your tight end, 60 yards. The Lions, Goff had 215 yards, Swift 144. And like you were saying, this team has pieces. They could put it together if they wanted to.
I think it's all on Jared Goff. If Jared Goff can be somewhat of a good quarterback, and if they could stay healthy, I think the Lions offense will be okay. I mean, there's low expectations. What I'm saying, you know, maybe they'll be good. It's like maybe they'll win, you know, 6, 7, 8 games, something like that. Nothing spectacular, but still it's a lot better than they've been doing previous years.
Can they win Thanksgiving?
I don't know. That's asking a lot. That's a Thanksgiving tradition.
We'll find out
Cranberry
week four.
Sauce and the Lions losing. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right. Cleveland at Carolina. Baker Mayfield seeing his old team that kind of done him dirty, they say. Joe said that last week, actually. Baker Mayfield's revenge did not come up short. Only lost by 2 points, 26-24, thanks to a game-winning field goal. Jacoby Brissett engineered a six-play, 35-yard drive to set up a Cade York 58-yard field goal. Is Cleveland the real deal, or Carolina needs some help?
Both. this was a shocker because I have no faith in the Browns or Kobe Brissett. But hey, I mean, I would have bet the house that the Carolina was going to win this Baker revenge game, and it didn't happen. So Cleveland's better than we think, and they basically did it on defense and running, and that's how they're going to have to win. But hey, it worked, and I mean, my goodness, you have a kicker kick a 58-yard field goal for the win. It's just crazy how these kickers, some of them, you know, it's like routine that they're kicking, like, you know, 55, 60-yard field goals. It's crazy.
You cannot do it in Cincinnati, but you can do it in Carolina, right?
That's right.
So there you go. Baltimore Ravens, the big news of Lamar Jackson, did not agree with a contract. Even though the contract looked pretty good on paper, Joe would have signed it. But they beat the Jets 24-9. Unbelievable. Of course, Jackson went for 213 yards, 17 of 30, including a touchdown to Rashad Bateman. You've heard of him. And had one interception. He's working for a contract, isn't he, Joe?
He sure is. He is going to play angry this year. This is going to be really interesting. Put a bet on Lamar Jackson to win MVP, because I think that dude is going to ball out. It's really interesting that they did it on the air mostly. Lamar didn't run around that much. So I think Lamar Jackson to Rashad Bateman, I think that's going to be a really good connection. No offense to Marquise Brown, but I think Rashad Bateman might be the wide receiver that they're looking for. But really, it's the Jets. Anybody, you, me, and we get nine other people, we could look good. We could beat the Jets. They're that bad.
And if we get a big contract like that for $250 million, I'll do it.
Oh, I'll sign it.
You're right. So the Bateman and Marquise Brown could be that big debate, like Lockett and Metcalf, kind of.
Could be. I mean, that's the thing with the Ravens, is they needed a wide receiver. And, you know, there were just problems with Marquise Brown and the Ravens, but maybe Bateman's the answer.
Throwing it in the air, you think that's a issue that the Ravens want to see more from Lamar?
Yes. Keep Lamar healthy. Don't let him run around. Don't give him a chance to get hurt. I mean, he could do it.
He could throw.
You know, he could throw. He's touchdown, so he could sling it if he wants to. So that would be devastating if they could run and pass effectively.
Let's go to Washington. The Commanders, beat Jacksonville Jaguars 28-22. Carson Wentz, the big question mark, but he has done it in Indianapolis and Philadelphia. Now he's doing it in DC. Finished 27 of 41 for 313 yards. Wow, that's a lot just reading it right now. But Jacksonville has Trevor Lawrence. What were your thoughts over this game? Was this little not much tell, or what do you think? Two bad teams playing against each other.
Yeah, it's teams, but you know, the Jacksonville was making a comeback, but you know, Washington was able to close it out. So credit to them. I predicted an upset. I predicted Jacksonville winning, but still, Trevor Lawrence looked good. Their offense is coming together. So, you know, still a big question mark on Washington, but hey, they look good today.
And yes, Washington does have a chance now because of another blue team we'll talk about a little bit later. Could leave things a little bit open. New Orleans Saints. You remember Jameis Winston? They beat Atlanta 27-26 with Marcus Mariota. Winston threw for 269 yards after going down last season on Halloween of all days. And of course, they did it. They did it. Your thoughts?
The Falcons are really good at blowing big leads, whether it's in the Super Bowl or this week or something.
Was it Matt Ryan's fault, right?
This time it was not Matt Ryan's fault. I mean, it's, you know, it's just crazy. It's just craziness that Atlanta blew another big lead. Furious comeback by the Saints, and they got it done. It's just a big changes for the Saints, because they don't have Sean Payton anymore, and they have Winston back there, but he did all right.
Is Sean Payton going to go somewhere soon? No, sorry. Way too soon. Wait till week four.
Well, wait till week four. Sean Payton's going to be the Cowboys coach by Thanksgiving.
Oh, he spilled the beans. I didn't say it, guys.
I, spoiler alert.
I didn't say it. Anyways, let's go to Chicago. It was really rainy and soaked. That grass looked horrible. Apparently, it was brand new. Did not help. For some reason, they don't have a good drainage system like MetLife. Chicago beat San Francisco 19-10, and we didn't see Garoppolo coming in. Your thoughts?
Well, that's a big thing. You know, that whole situation with getting Jimmy Garoppolo and keeping him, but that just, all it does is makes everyone think, you know, Trey Lance did not have a good game. So we're all thinking, Jimmy G's looking over his shoulder. He's right there. Why don't you put Jimmy G in? You know, and it makes you wonder, like, are his teammates going to be thinking that too? It's like, do we go with this kid who hasn't proven anything, or do we go with this guy that took us to the Super Bowl? So I don't know. I think that's a really sticky situation. Trey Lance is in a bad spot. He better start playing better soon, or it might get ugly in San Francisco. Real good surprise. You know, no, I don't think anybody expected anything from Chicago. Justin Fields is just, he's a potential star. He could run around. He could pass. Yeah, another situation with a new coach coming in and winning.
Yeah, Fields was 8 of 17 for 121 yards with 2 touchdowns, Joe, and an interception, which is okay. San Francisco 49ers running back Elijah Mitchell left the game in the first half with a knee injury. That's not good for the team. And George Kittle's missed the game because of the groin issue. I think that's why the Niners lost.
Oh, yeah, Kittle is a big part of that offense. If he's not there, they're hurting. So, but still, they have some weapons. They still have Debo Samuel and stuff. So, but still, you know, Debo. It's early.
AFC South, Indianapolis Colts tied against Houston 20-20. I would have sworn we could have saw 2 ties yesterday, but we just had 1. Matt Ryan, you've heard of him, from Atlanta, now to Indianapolis, from dome to dome, now to Houston in another dome, threw for he tied the game, had a good performance. Jonathan Taylor finished with 161 yards, not too impressive. Matt Ryan had 352 yards passing and a touchdown. Davis Mills from the Houston Texans, one of Joe's favorite backup quarterbacks, for 240 yards and 2 scores.
Very surprising that Houston good, but Matt Ryan, I'm officially, my official stance is I think he's washed up and not good, but he looked okay today, so we'll see going forward.
Wait till week 4. Yeah.
Wait till week 4. That's right. That's the motto this week.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how people predict teams, you know, what they're going to do before week 1, and you got to throw it out the window after week 1 because things change. You don't see these players in practice and all that. So, we'll see what happens. Anyways, 352 yards for Matt Ryan. Good game for both, but no wins or loss there. Green Bay. Wow. It is true. If you don't have good wide receivers, your star quarterback cannot perform. Aaron Rodgers was mostly sharp on his own. His supporting cast post Davante Adams left a lot to be desired. But hey, let's give credit to Minnesota. They got Kirk Cousins. They got Dalvin Cook. And they beat Green Bay in Minnesota. Could happen.
Guess what Minnesota also has? A really good wide receiver in Justin Jefferson. Maybe the best in all of football.
And your fantasy team.
And I wish I had him on my fantasy. Yeah, boy, the Packers did look bad. And we kind of expected this. We kind of expected early in the season the Packers offense was they're going to take a while to figure it out. But, yeah, you got to throw it to somebody. You got to have somebody out there. You can't just put a bunch of schmucks out there. So we'll see what the Packers do. But Minnesota's really interesting. They're another team with a new coach. And, you know, Zimmer was there for a long time, and he just wore out his welcome. That was a bad situation. But, you know, now you have the guy who came from the Rams. Maybe Justin Jefferson's going to be the new Cooper Kupp, and maybe they're just going to use him all the time like that. I think the Vikings might be a lot better than we think.
You're setting the bar high. You think the Vikings can win the NFC North?
Yeah, I either not win it or maybe compete with the Packers until the end.
Sniff at it. Of course, you got the Bears and maybe the Lions, but they lost. But it's okay. It's okay. So we'll see. Okay, another big game in the Dome. Kansas City beat Arizona 44-21. Mahomes did not have trouble with no Tyreek Hill, apparently. He went 30 for 39 for 360 yards. That looks pretty much the same as last year with 5 touchdowns. Holy crap, and no interceptions, and no Tyreek Hill. What's going on there?
That was a question. What are they going to do without Tyreek Hill? That actually might help them, because now you don't know. You knew he was going to go to either Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce. Now you don't know. Obviously, Kelsey's still there, but now he could spread it around. And, oh, by the way, they have Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who was a first-round draft pick a few years ago.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. I draft him on my fantasy team every year, and he disappoints. But he looked really good this past week.
Not so this maybe, year.
Maybe Mahomes will spread it around and not just be so one-dimensional. So maybe this will actually benefit the Chiefs. And the Cardinals, I don't know. They faded last year. They didn't look good at the end of last year, and they start out bad. I don't know.
Is it because they don't have D-Hop?
I think that's a big part of it. Yeah, there you go. There's that star wide receiver thing. When you don't have your star wide receiver, what are you going to do? So, yeah, maybe that's it right there.
Suspended for 6 games. Murray went 22 for 34 with 193 yards and 2 touchdowns. Not bad. He might has to hit study hall soon again. We'll see what happens. Okay, let's go to Los Angeles. SoFi Stadium had 2 games in 4 days. Cannot believe it. But, yes, it could happen. L.A., where dreams happen. The Chargers beat Las Vegas 24-10. Justin Herbert completed 26 of 34 yards for 279 yards and 3 touchdowns. Not bad for Herbert. Keenan Allen actually went down with a hamstring injury, but he had 4 catches for 66 yards. That's why my fantasy team did horrible. And and free agent addition DeAndre Carter impressed, catching 3 passes for 64 yards and a touchdown. The Raiders were going to be different with Davante Adams. Only caught 10 passes for 141 yards. Carr had 22 of 37 passes for 295 yards, but the Chargers came up. Up top, Mr. Toscano.
Derek Carr. This is breaking news. Derek Carr is not Aaron Rodgers.
I've heard.
My sources tell me that. This was my sources tell me that Derek Carr is not as good as Aaron Rodgers. No, I mean, Adams had a good day, but I think he could have had a better one. Some of those passes were not that great. I think the big thing in this game was the Chargers. The Chargers got Khalil Mack, and a few years ago, the Raiders traded like multiple first round picks and traded like the moon for Khalil Mack from the Bears. And now he's with the Chargers. I think that's a huge pickup, and he had a big day. So, you know, the Chargers had a good offense, and they're going to be really good.
There you have it. There is hope for the Raiders, but the Chargers have hope as well. We'll see what happens. It might have been just a road game issue with the Raiders. All right. Not a road issue. Well, the Giants beating Tennessee 21-10. Brian Daboll. Risky. Risky. Going for it. He wasn't scared and knew he played. He called for a 2-point conversion, even though it had only worked sporadically during training camp. It worked that day. Daniel Jones hit Chris Mayock for a 1-yard touchdown pass, then found Saquon Barkley healthy on a shovel pass for the 2-point conversion with a minute and 6 seconds left, giving the Giants a 21-20 win over Tennessee Titans, a move that I don't think Joe or I would do.
Oh, that took some guts. Holy cow. Yeah, the Giants. The Giants resembled an NFL team this week. This is amazing. Brian Daboll should win Coach of the Year right now. He made Daniel Jones look pretty good, but you mentioned this, a healthy Saquon Barkley. Oh my goodness.
That could be dangerous.
That could be dangerous. That dude is that dude. So yeah, this is another team that might have a surprising good offense. And the Titans, I mean, I predicted they were not going to have a good year, but it already started. And I think the Titans have Buffalo next week, so they're not off to a good start this season.
That won't help out their cause. Joe finished with 188 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. And Tennessee Titans' Tannehill had it capped a 75-yard march with a 23-yard touchdown to Dontre Hilliard. You know, this Titans team with no A.J. Brown, they're going to see the loss. You know, the offense will probably have to run through Derrick Henry most of the time.
Yeah, you can't be that one-dimensional. We all know it's coming. We all know it's like, okay, Derrick Henry. Okay, but what else? And Derrick Henry is 28. So it might be, I mean, maybe it's still early. Maybe we don't know, but he's already starting to decline. I don't know.
We'll see what happens. Good luck. Congratulations to the Giants. Like Joe says, they're starting to look like an NFL team. So let's go Sunday Night Football. You can't have a good Sunday Night Football if you play in Dallas. And Brady, the GOAT, took the win, 1-0, 19-3. Did he have Botox? I don't know. I'm not a Botox expert. Maybe Joe can elaborate. First 45-year-old starting quarterback in NFL history. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Leonard Fournette, 127 yards. He wasn't out of shape. What happened there?
Yeah, I thought he was supposed to be out of shape. What's up with that? Yeah, I mean, this was a pretty boring game. It was just field goal after field goal. But then Dak Prescott got hurt, and that just basically, if he's out for any amount of time, the Cowboys are in big trouble.
We got Cooper Rush.
Oh, okay. Great. Mike Evans looked good. So, I mean, the Bucs are, you know, if the Bucs can stay healthy, they're going to be fine. But the Cowboys, oh boy, if they're, I mean, they were a little shaky going in, even with Dak Prescott. Dak, they don't have a chance.
Yeah, and we saw a little bit of the split between Zeke and Pollard. So they're might going to do that more often this season, I bet.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. I mean, yes, they paid Zeke a ton of money, but still, Pollard is really good too. So, yeah, I'm sure they'll figure out some kind of rotation. I know fantasy football people are about that. You know, especially the Pollard owners are like, just put Pollard in. But you know, they're gonna put Zeke in just a little bit because he makes so much money.
Brady finished 18 of 27 for her 212 yards. Quiet performance, and like Joe was saying, Dak will be out for 6 to 8 weeks. Had a fractured, I think, in his thumb. They had a fractured. So another injury season for Dak. He's for the past three seasons, he's had some injury issues.
It's one thing after another. You know that. You know when you look at injuries, like I know another one, big one is Christian McCaffrey. People say, well, that's just a coincidence. Like, yeah, but it seems like certain players always get hurt. Like for the Steelers, TJ Watt, he always seems to get hurt too. It's like some players are just prone to that for whatever reason, and it just stinks.
Deja vu, and that's why Cowboys should have got another quarterback behind him. Maybe a Jimmy G, or
that would have made sense.
That would have made a lot of sense. Which it was rumored for a bit, maybe to go to the Cowboys, but you know, maybe Dak would have freaked out, but.
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe. So tonight, Denver Broncos visit Seattle. Russell Wilson is now a Bronco. His first game is back to his old days, so he might not be able, maybe be able to see his old locker room. What are your predictions for tonight? Is this going to be an easy prediction?
Well, I mean, the Seahawks are hot garbage, but this is an emotional game. You know, Russell Wilson's coming back is emotional for Russell Wilson. He's with a new team. Who knows how that's all going to go, and playing in Seattle not that easy. So I have a feeling the Seahawks are really going to bring it. Not enough to win, but I think the Seahawks will be enough to keep it close.
It'll be like a Detroit and Philadelphia game.
A little less scoring though. I see something like 24-20, something like that.
So more like a Giants and Titans game.
Yeah.
Okay. Comparing other games would be completely different. Monday Night Football, we'll see actually Troy Aikman and Joe Buck on ESPN.
Oh boy.
That should be interesting.
By the way, shout out to Ian Eagle. He was doing the Steelers Bengals game, and he was just going nuts. He's one of the best announcers. He was awesome.
I bet he was excited. We didn't talk about this. Your thoughts on Trubisky as the new starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers since Ben Roethlisberger retired?
He did all right, but overall the Steelers offense was absolutely horrible, just because it's mostly because of the offensive line. So I mean, that's a big debate in Pittsburgh, is when's Kenny Pickett gonna play? Put in Kenny Pickett. When's Kenny? It doesn't matter if your offensive line stinks. They couldn't run, they couldn't pass, they couldn't do anything because of that offensive line. So you just hope the offensive line gets better, and then the team will get better. Another thing that hurt is Najee Harris apparently hurt his foot or ankle or whatever. And if that's the case, if he's out for a long time, then the offense is really going to stink too. So yeah, it really doesn't matter who the quarterback is when you have a lousy line.
So what grade would you give Trubisky yesterday?
I'd give him a C plus
as a passing grade.
Yeah, I mean, he did enough to lead some drive, get them, you know, into field goal and touchdown. So he did something. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to put the blame on him.
So you think we could see Pickett in a few weeks, or you still want to see a sample size?
If I were to guess, I would say, because of I think their bye week is like week 8 or 9 or something like that, I think that's when you would see Pickett, if you know, barring injury, is like week 8 or 9 or something like that.
Interesting. Their next game is against the Patriots, which, looking at what we saw yesterday, should be a win. We'll see. So we'll see what happens. Joe, what is the best way to reach you online so people could ask you about marathon tips?
Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F. Yeah, I'm running. If the Steelers need me, I mean, I'm available on Sundays. So if they want me to be like a backup running back or something like that, yeah. I mean, I run races. You know, I'd be a fullback, maybe an offensive lineman, but still, I'm free on Sundays.
I did text Brian Flores. I know he's a defensive coach, I think, but I texted him about you, so I don't know if he took it under consideration. So
well, that's a coordinator, and is also there, and I mean, look how good their defense is. They had 5 turnovers. They looked amazing. So whatever they're doing, if it's Flores or whatever's going on, you know, keep doing it.
It's a new era for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but they still have Chase Claypool.
Yeah, he did all right. The George Pickens is what everybody's talking about. Oh, he's going to be offensive rookie of the year, and he basically did nothing. So I mean, it's still early, but Claypool has a lot to prove, so I think he'll have a pretty good year.
There you have it. Anyways, you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Twitter. We have an exciting week. Happy NFL is back. Of course, we got Monday Night Football, so we have one more game left in the docket for week 1. Looking forward to week 2. It only gets exciting. Still no clear winner. I would say NFC is pretty open, of course. Might be a Tampa grab. We'll see what happens, but anyways, Joe, pleasure to see you, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you.